My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I asked Mandy, so here you go. Stephen Kwan, though he's struggling right now, Lane Thomas is hitting. Junkenzie Noel has been a pleasant addition and a force when he's in there. And I said, so is an outfield of Kwan, Thomas, and Noel what we're looking at for the most part moving forward? And she said, yeah. She thought, yes, that this is what you should do. Would you do that, Andy?
Yes, I personally would. I don't even have to think twice about that. I love watching Noel go up to the plate. I love having thought that when someone steps into the box, there's a chance that ball is going to leave the ballpark from an outfield. It's hard for me to fathom that we haven't had that threat for a while. And to make sure that you've got a guy that can step up to the plate.
In the outfield, we haven't.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking
about.
Jose and Josh,
we obviously have.
Yeah, but I always feel like one of your outfielders should be able to hit it out of the ballpark.
Isn't that the truth?
And put fear in the other team that, step up to, oh, man, you don't want to face this guy. Yeah, and so I finally feel like we have somebody who's within that range.
I think that's the case, too. You obviously have to stick with Stephen Kwan. You know, he's not going anywhere, so he's your left fielder. And I'm going to play Junkenzie Noel more often than not in right field. I don't care if it's a lefty, if it's a righty, for the very reasons you said, Andy. He's an additional bat in the lineup who can scare an opposing team. And along with Jose Ramirez and Josh Naylor, that gives you three, because I don't think there are any others. That said, I think you got to ride the Lane Thomas hot streak as long as it's going, and hopefully it goes a while. And hitting .385 over his last 10 games, and his batting average when it bottomed out at .111 as a Guardian on August 23rd is now up significantly. I think you got to just go with him. That's what you brought him here for. You brought him here to play every day, or most every day. I'll give you that. And even though his splits against lefties are much better, you brought him here to play every day. You don't give up, you know, three prospects to go bring in a guy who's not going to play every day. By the way, Jose Tena is playing very well for Washington right now. He's up and playing well. And
I want you to get in your Honda, and I want you to rip your rearview mirror out. Players that are no longer here, you're not allowed to see them anymore.
You need to delete your exes off your Facebook page.
Yeah, you do.
Get them off your Facebook page. You don't need to see that. Don't follow him on Twitter.
No,
don't hit him on Instagram.
Just
get rid of him.
He's playing very well.
I know, but you get.
No, you do.
You get regret.
Get your exes off the Instagram page.
I don't need that. I'm playing Lane Thomas every day because I'm happy with what he's doing. He looks like he's found it at the plate. I'm going to play him every day.
For the last 3 days.
So.
4 days. We're just doing a little intervention here.
10 days.
Stop looking at the Deshaun Kaisers of the world.
I'm not. I'm talking about Lane Thomas. He's here. He's now. I'm playing him every day. He's hitting .385 over his last 10. How do you not play him every day?
You don't. You play him every day. Easy. Easy.
Okay. So what do you do with Will Brennan?
You put him back in.
Is he your fourth outfielder?
Yeah, he's fourth outfielder. He's our utility guy.
And might play a little bit if you decide Thomas needs a day off. If he's facing
a real tough righty. Maybe Thomas gets into a little bit of a slump, and then you go back to him. That. I'm just saying, like, it's baseball. It's going to happen. Guys are going to go in a stretch where they're going to go 0 for 15, 0 for 20, and maybe they need a day off, or maybe they need a day off, and then Wally Pipp, you know? Oh, well.
So harsh.
It's baseball.
You're so harsh.
It's baseball.
Andy Baskin. I just think that now, and even with Kwan struggling as he has, with Noel finding it, with Thomas finding it, I don't think you have an outfield that's lacking for offense. Now, that's fingers are crossed, you know, that those guys keep going.
How long do you feel confident about saying they found it?
I don't know. I'm going to.
How long did it take for you to believe? 40 games? Three, four games?
It's been 10 for Lane Thomas.
All right.
I mean, he's hitting .385 over the last 10. That's pretty good, Andy. That's a nice stretch.
Can he match it for the next 10?
Yeah.
Is it fair to ask any major league hitter to match it for the next 10?
Yeah, I would think he can. I mean, it's not like he's hitting, you know, .700 over the last 10 games. Don't you think?
Yeah, no, I get it. The way this season has been kind of piecemeal together through injury and, you know, guys that are scuffling to try to make a move, nothing would surprise me. I do like the thought that those three guys are going to stay in the outfield if they can. And if they're going to make things happen, I'm down with it.
Isn't it? It's interesting to me. If Lane Thomas ends up in center field all the time, Noel ends up in right field all the time, those are two guys you...
Remember how many people were scared of us, too, when we were saying, well, just put him in center field. It looks like he'd be perfect there.
Well, I don't think we're going to... If Lane Thomas keeps hitting, we're not going to see a whole lot of Tyler Freeman. And Daniel Schneeman, maybe, because he hits from the other side of the plate. But you've got Thomas and Noel, Cobb and Boyd. Those are four guys who have been pretty key here, who... The only one even on your radar at the beginning of the season was Noel because he was in the system. And here you're going to have four really key guys for this team going down the stretch who have been brought in or brought up, and I think that's outstanding. I do think if you take two from Kansas City here in the next 2 days, you can bury them.
If you take two, yeah. Right now, if you win tonight, then you have totally equaled out what happened last week here. You equal it out, and tomorrow you get a chance to win that the bigger picture of a best of seven. It's really what it becomes.
Yeah, and I would think you have the case to do that. Watch out for Minnesota, though. I still think Minnesota's got a pretty good team. But I do think we're in a situation here, and guys are finding it at the right time. And, man, Lane Thomas needed to, Andy. Because otherwise, I think you're looking.
Thought he was pressing. That's all.
Well, probably, but you're looking at a decision. If you're Stephen Vogt, man, we just gave up. You know, this was our big acquisition at the trade deadline, and I got to put him on the bench because that's where it was going. You were going to have to put him on the bench, and then you were going to have to play guys that you tried to replace by bringing him in. You know, which really defeats the purpose of making a trade, doesn't it?
Yeah. So you think the season comes down to what the 16th to the 19th when you have Minnesota for four here. Look at what they have ahead of them, which is what I feel like we've been doing for the last month. So you got Kansas City for two more. You got LA for three. The White Sox for three. Please play well against them.
You know, the problem is...
At home against Tampa for four. Hopefully we get Brian Anderson in the studio. We talked to him on Friday.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
We can't just... You can't just look at that Minnesota series and say it's going to come down to that because if you don't do a good job leading up to it, it doesn't matter. Right?
You need to just really play 500 ball getting there.
Well, I don't know, Andy. I think now's the time you put it together and you really maybe try and pull away.
Win the series, sweep Chicago going into it. If they win one more in Kansas City, you win the series. Can you take two out of three from the Dodgers in L.A.? I think that's a tough task.
We'll see.
For some reason we don't perform.
Tonight in Kansas City. And again, Tanner Bibee going against Brady Singer. Andy was paying particular attention to the Ohio State blowout of the Akron Zips the other day. Zips had a great first half. And news from the NCAA that you might find a little surprising coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.